Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening. Generally wouldn't be good morning because it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon here unless you're out somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Hawaii, whatever. No, it'd be about noon there. Never mind. We're having fun. So, today is Tuesday, if I check my calendar correctly, and it's Tuesday and we're having fun. And we've got people in the chat room, or at least one person in the chat room. Love that name, Wild Hippie Child. That's a cool name. At least I'm interpreting it that way. So what are we doing today? So I wrote it up as, what does your soul have to say to you? What is it showing you for your future? And how to get there? And I was thinking about this in the sense of, I've done a lot of psychic readings for the last 20-something years, since 1992, I think, is when I really seriously got into it. Kind of been my whole life, been a natural channel and getting messages and passing them on to people and not knowing what I was doing. And so when I studied channeling and was being mentored,
I've been doing that.
Along the road of doing that, I've worked with a lot of other psychics, and being in a group or being with others or working at a location, which, you know, we offered psychic readings, and it would be two or three of us there at the time, same time, or psychic fairs or whatever, we would always kind of trade psychic readings. Am I making sense? I guess I am. So I came away from that thinking about that idea of my preferences, because some people will predict, well, this is going to happen in a year, or this is going to happen in 2 years, or this is
going to... You get really discouraged, like, oh.
Year, I know, like another 2 years. And I always thought to myself, after being a real student of the law of attraction and manifesting in your lives, why do you have to wait? What's the how part? How can I make it sooner? Nobody ever told me, okay, it's a year away, but if you do this and this and this, you're going to make it sooner. You're going to collapse time. So that's where I've been working with spirit and my spirit teachers, and they call themselves the council. And with the council basically saying, okay, let's look at it. Okay,
and you put out there to create
a job, more money, a relationship in the future. And spirit will say, well, it's about 6 months away. But then the second part of that always is, yeah, but if you focus on this, how you can collapse time, how you can make it sooner. So that's basically what I'm all about. And in my readings is really not so much about when. When is just okay, this can happen then. So the universe is aligning it for then. But how means, okay, I can do it sooner. It doesn't have to be
collapse time. I can bring it
now into my present. So that's what I'm about. And it really is important. And plus, I'm an empath. I'm reading you. I'm reading those close to you. I don't know, not necessarily here to give a sales pitch, but it's about, oh, yeah, my approach is a little different because I'm going to read you. It's interesting. I read the person that you're concerned about and their how and their when and, you know, what the universe is saying about their future, as in what they're creating in their lives, because we're all creating everything. Let me give you a quote.
Basic principle of the law of attraction.
And I want to, I got to do something real quick. I want to say hello to the chat room people. Sometimes we don't, you know, I'm not going to go back over. I get people jump into the chat room. I'm not going to go over what I've been talking about. But I wanted to give you a quote on this whole idea of manifesting. And if somebody's giving you a reading on how to bring it into your presence. Oops, I have a caller. Well, let me do the quote. And I'll get with you in a call a moment. This is one of the Abraham quotes. Abraham, you know, Esther Hicks, Jerry Hicks.
Not familiar with them.
This is from a workshop back in 1999. They've been doing this for a long time, the mid-80s, if I remember correctly, 85, 86, something like that. 19, not 18. Okay, so if you examine your history, you cannot help but repeat it. Law of Attraction is saying it is so. Whatever I am looking at, I am including in my vibration. And that's really a significant quote in the sense of the law of attraction, because I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. And it's... attracting the same kind of man. And because that's where their attention is. I call it same man, different skin. That's where their attention is. They put their attention on what they've had in the past, what they didn't like about the past, what they didn't like about a person. They didn't like this. They didn't like that. This person was this. This person was that. And according to the law of attraction, what you're going to do is attract that again. Whatever you're putting in your vibrational field is you're going
to life.
How do you get somebody different? Well, you put your focus on what you do want, what feels good, not so much about what felt bad in the past. Okay, we won't get into all that. I have some articles. If you guys have questions, if you want to call in, if you want to know what your soul is all about, you want to know not only what's going to happen, but how to bring it sooner. That's the key thing, you know, like, because we want things now. We don't want things 6 months from now, a year from now. We want it now. So how do you get it sooner? What's going on? What's keeping you from getting it?
What your soul is saying that you're
getting and what the universe is aligning for you. So if you want to call in, talk about any of that or have questions in the chat room about all that, willing to take it. Appreciate the people that come and listen for a few minutes and leave. And I will check back and forth. But, in case people don't have questions or are not calling in, I have articles, which I find rather interesting and are kind of fun. Some on health. That's a mind-body-spirit kind of thing. You know, if you're not healthy, it's hard to be very spiritual when you're not healthy. So that's what I'm going to do.
Call in or you can ask questions in the chat.
We'll check back and forth to make sure and to, you know, see what's going on. But I thought this one was an interesting article. And I get a lot of articles from WebMD and BeliefNet.com and other places. But this, and BeliefNet kind of covers a gamut, not necessarily just Christian, but other metaphysical or spiritual takes on things. Because obviously this one is a little different. It's, what does your favorite color say about you? So I would ask those in the chat room or those who are listening, what is your favorite color?
Well, we can skip through it. I'll get to your color.
Thing, what colors are saying about you. And who wrote this article? Doesn't say. Okay. Oh, Samantha Fry is an intuitive writer and Reiki master. She co-hosts a popular podcast called Psychic Teachers. Okay, so that's who wrote this article on colors. And I have to agree with most of it. I read through it. And so I'll get to that in a minute. Let me take a call, then we'll get into the article about your colors. Oh, okay. So we got people.
So here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
I hear noise in the background, but no voices. Oh, there's a voice. And who am I speaking to?
Lisa.
How are you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. And I will warn you, and I don't know why this happens, but it cuts out. I lose the voice. You either don't hear from me for a few seconds or I don't hear from you for a few seconds, but we will continue on. And
Doc says they've corrected it, but
they have. Okay, so Lisa, what's going on?
Excuse me?
What's going on in your life?
All kinds of crazy stuff. I've got transformations going on everywhere, up and down, and people change, and so I was wondering if, I don't know, if Any messages
so what do you,
for me? On
what do you want? What do you want?
Something to hear positive.
Well, so you're saying there's a lot of transformation, a lot of change in your life. And
yeah, I just kind of have a recent breakup, and my mom just wrecked over. So, May 22nd.
Your mom
Your
mom just passed. Your mom passed. Is that what you said? Did a transition?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's her first name?
Margaret.
Margaret. So you sometimes they can tap into people and sometimes they can't. Sometimes they're not around. So, you know, and it's not always it's not a guaranteed science. And if you've ever watched mediums, even on TV or in person, it's not always a guaranteed thing. Who comes through is not who you're asking for, okay?
Sure. Let me she comes by Peggy, by the way.
Okay. Let me see if I can tap into this a little better and see if I can get an answer for you along what you're looking for. I'm just verifying what I'm getting is what I'm getting for you, not somebody else. Okay. Here's the word I hear for you. Okay. A big word. It's a big giant. Are you still there? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This one jumps in really huge. And I don't know why. Maybe there's different interpretations of it, but the word is
that piece.
Did you lose somebody else in the family not too long ago? Not just her.
Did I lose another family member? I lost a girlfriend, a childhood girlfriend.
How long ago?
Just like 2 weeks after my mother. And then I lost my brother 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's the girlfriend. And it's not that your mother is basically saying she's at peace too. She's at peace. Did she have a turbulent situation in her life?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the comment is that she's at spirit world or whatever you want to call it. I get the picture of the mother hen. Like your mother's a mother hen. Okay?
Yeah.
So she's mother henning. How do you say that? She's being a mother hen, okay?
Of course.
Because your mother was a little more, even though the transition is not something she necessarily wanted to happen, but she was better prepared for the transition, okay?
Yes.
Her soul was better prepared for it, too. It wasn't a shock. I think your friend was more of a shock. That's what I kind of pick up the
Yeah, hers was a quick passing. Mom
is
like it was delayed passing.
So I'm really getting that, they're at peace. Your mom is really involved in peace. And I think that part of that is interpretation for you to seek peace in your life. And she's still mother henning. That's a tongue twister. She's also still your mother hen, okay?
Good.
She watches over you in your dreams. I don't know if you ever see her in your dreams.
Not yet. My niece has, and my nephew, but I have not seen her yet.
You will. She's going to watch over you.
Just be aware of that.
Be aware of that.
Hopefully when she crossed, she could enter my dream.
Yeah. So, she's still with you. Big time.
Good. Any advice for me for the future? Anything positive coming up, Mom?
Okay, you know what a spotlight looks like on a. Okay, it's like she's going to shine a spotlight in front of you to show you the next steps to take. It's like the spotlight. I see the spotlight. They shine on a step, and then they shine on a step, and then they shine on a step.
Lights on steps for you to take
to make positive decisions in your life. Okay.
So what that's certainly happening.
And you know, it's kind of interesting too, because I'm feeling if you start to make a decision that she's not with you on, and she's thinking it's not the thing to do, it's kind of like you're going to get this physical feeling of cold or shivers. I don't know why I get that. It's weird. It's like you start to make a decision. If you start to feel like shivers, it's like, no, don't do that. That's not the thing to do. Okay?
Sometimes
a physical reaction. She will make you
when you're trying to
leading you through. Okay?
Sometimes when I get chilled, I just get a confirmation also from spirit.
Yeah, so, but it's going to be, but the cold is different than the heat, okay? The chill sometimes, because I can see where she's going to show you both physically yes and no's on decision making. Okay?
Yes.
And you'll get it. So, yeah, you're going to be guided to some really positive steps in your life. She's kind of, I still get the picture of the mother hen, okay? She's still got, you know. So just have faith that you're being guided.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but your friend's at peace. She's really at peace. Okay? And I see a girl dancing. Did she dance a lot?
Yeah, she was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I see a girl dancing. She's like dancing. Okay?
Yes.
Dancing around your mother. Okay? Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was...
Don't always get people
past. Or people who want people to pass. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I love doing that in the sense of when I feel like there is really a connection and people can validate the connection, and that makes me feel good. Okay, so that's... So where was I at? We're going to talk about colors, but somebody else... Oh, we got a blue and a blue-green. Okay, I can get to those two colors in a minute. In the article, I think you might find it interesting. Anybody red or anybody orange out there, your favorite colors? Or how about purple? Anybody identify with a color?
Purple rain, right? No.
And I want to get to the article, and you know, if anybody wants to call in and ask whatever, what's going on? Going on, right? So while you're writing, I'm going to flip in. I'm going to look for those colors that you wrote, green and blue, and then, oops, oh, we got lots of writing. Oh, you like purple. You kind of identify it. Well, let me go through the colors, and I'll skip the ones that you guys aren't connecting with, and then we'll go from there. I like purple. Purple's like one of my favorite colors, dark blue purple. That's a chakra color, too. So let me...
Okay, the article gets into all these...
But let me just jump to the main point here. Okay, I'm not going to do red. I always come back to it. I do purple. Purple pops up next. Purple is associated with spirituality, royalty, and creativity and courage. Throughout the ages, royalty and religious leaders were purple. Roman generals donned purple togas. And today, military heroes are rewarded the purple heart. People who love the color purple are empathic, intuitive, spiritual, strong, and imaginative. I love that. I kind of have to agree with that part of it.
Within and takes our meditative
practice to a deeper level. And I agree. Purple helps us feel more loving toward ourselves and others. Created from blue and red, purple is both calming and passionate as it helps us to get in touch with our true purpose. If you're struggling with opening your intuition or bringing your yoga or meditative practice to the next level, try wearing purple. Aha! Color best. You won't be happy working a 9-to-5.
Purples have a tendency to be kind of
out there a little bit, you know, like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, I got to do this task and I got to do it in a certain time frame where you're kind of drifting off into spaceland. The universe. You'd rather be traveling in the universe, right? Your work must have meaning to you at your heart. You are a humanitarian or a spiritual being. So, my purple friend, what do you think about that? You agree? Okay. It seems like you do. Oh, okay. So, you're the wild hippie child. Oh, okay. I got it.
Aha. So, let me get into the other colors.
You know, I don't get to do that very often because a lot of people don't call in, and I guess I don't promote it very much. I don't know why. Yes. So I don't know why. So let me get into another color, because I had some other colors that people were interested in. Let me see if I can skip to a couple of colors. And blue. Okay, I got blue. Blue is a cool color. Blue is connected to the emotions of royalty, peace, trust, and serenity. People who love the color blue tend to be peacemakers. They will avoid conflict and drama. Blue people love to be organized, don't accept challenge.
I got a little bit of blue in me.
Change. No change. Please don't make it change. Okay, wearing blue helps us to feel calm and tranquil. And, you know, I did some design work years ago, and we would design picture frames and work around people's colors and so forth. And, you know, and sometimes when we do designing things, we would use, if a person needed something and the picture needed to reflect a calmer, cool color, you would use blue. Blue and silver and those tones. But if you needed the picture to
do it, you'd use the reds and the oranges. So
I mean, that's my own personal experience with colors and designing things around colors. Wearing blue helps us to be calm. It reminds us to listen more than we speak. Lovers of blue tend to attract the friend in need. They enjoy coming to people's rescue. If you love the color blue, try to take care of yourself at least as much as you take care of others. Yeah, you know, that's that overextending of yourself for others, and you kind of get worn down and, you know, the well goes dry sort of thing, right? Do not put anyone else's needs ahead of yours. People who love the color
blue and kind. I don't know if I agree
with that, but yeah. It's an interesting point. However, they are determined and find success through hard work. If you love the color blue, truth is very important to you. Your friends, your bosses. You know, it's the expression, something is true blue. Somebody is very true blue. That one just popped in. Oh, they're being true blue, which means they're being loyal. Coworkers must be honest with you and will not trust them, or you will not trust them again. You have an innate sense of justice and fairness. Always trust the still small voice with
you're a blue person. Now,
I'm just kind of flipping back and forth a little bit and trying to get into other colors. Let's see. So you're more of a purple person now. How you shifted in your life a little bit. Interesting. We do that. Any other colors we got? Was there a green up here? Somebody was into green. I'm looking back through the chat room. No, I didn't see any green. But let me do green anyway, because I thought green was really interesting. Yeah, green's a cool color. Okay, because green's...
You're more of this color. Blue. Okay,
I got orange. We'll skip orange right now. Oh, you've got pink. Well, I'll skip pink. Pink is really the color of love. But okay, green. We associate the color green with growth, vitality, and health. Green means go. Subsequently, it reminds us of spring and renewal. People who love the color green are natural peacemakers and need to avoid becoming a codependent in their desire to help everyone else. I always think in terms of, well, let me finish this, but I have my own opinion on this one. People who love
friends, they love to save
everyone, especially animals. People who wear a lot of green make great social workers, therapists, and counselors. Green is associated with nature, but also, say, doctors or health practitioners or medical intuitives or anybody who is about healing other people in some way, because green is the healing color. Okay? Mother Nature, healing. Okay? Green is associated with nature, so green lovers enjoy the outdoors and probably have a green thumb in the garden too. Maybe I should wear more green, huh? I kill plants. I do.
Wearing more green where it reflects more
qualities. And if you love the color green, acceptance and acknowledgement is important to you. A simple thank you goes a long way with a green lover. It's important. That sentence. Okay. It is important for you to feel loved, appreciated, and supportive. Now, if you look at the chakras, and I was kind of being reminded to say this, that the green is a heart chakra. So it's a person who reaches out with their heart. Okay, now there's also pink, which is associated with the heart chakra.
Pink, and I'll get back to you guys in a second if you have any questions.
Love, caretaking, nurturing, created out of red and white. Pink holds the elements of passion in action with simplicity and purity of the color white. If this is your favorite color, you're loving, romantic, and compassionate. Ooh, I like that, huh? And lovers of pink have big hearts and love to take care of those around them. So, you know, when you think about chakras, it's kind of interesting that the green and pink kind of blend together in that whole thing.
Heart, okay, it calms our emotions,
feel more loving to others. Just wearing this color can make you feel more loving and kind. Pink is associated with health in the pink. And the joy, feeling rosy. Pinks have a deep need for unconditional love, romance, and kindness. I think more women are pinks than men, if I remember correctly, right? And, you know, we're talking about colors and all that sort of thing. And if you want to set a mood for the day,
if you want to be
and out there and wear red. Now, one of the things they didn't talk too much, I'm not going to read red, but I'll give you a little idea about red, that a couple of things I've read about relationships and attracting a partner and all that stuff. And men who wear red, like red ties, are more attractive to women than men that don't. Red seems to attract women to men, but vice versa. If a woman has a bright red dress on and she goes out, or red ever, whatever, pants, dress.
But, you know, something red.
Red color in what you're wearing, you will attract more men automatically. Boom. Our eyes go to red. We find red to be very sexy. What does it say? What do you think? Do you agree with me or disagree with me about red? See, yeah, we vacillate. Our moods vacillate, don't we? Blue one day, you're calm, you're relaxed, you're nurturing. The next day, you're purple, you're more spiritual, you're more into higher energies and staying in higher energy.
So, let me read red.
He's interested. So, I got one friend in the chat room who has not commented about their color, any other colors, and see if I can give spirit to mention something about other colors that aren't here that are being mentioned. Any other favorite colors? Because we got the reds. Okay, let me do red. See if anybody relates to red. Let me go back to red, the way back here, if I can get back to it, within a reasonable period of time. Orange is a beautiful color, too. Red is a base chakra color, so it's associated with primal kind of emotions and feelings, isn't it? People who love the color red tend to be dramatic, excited, passionate individuals,
and often described as a
party. They are spontaneous, fun, and charismatic. Red is associated with blood, so its energy is that of life's passion and vitality. It's a color of success and magnetism. If you're feeling shy, wear red to make you feel more confident. Yeah, and if you're going out and you got an interview or something, I mean, you're not going to wear completely a red outfit, but wear some red with you. If you're going out and you got to go on an interview, like a job interview, or you're going to meet somebody for
them a little bit, wear some red. Because red,
you know, that dynamic side of yourself, and it'll help you boost your confidence when you're going out. If red is your favorite color, you tend to be a leader among your friends. You are confident, charismatic, and ambitious. You enjoy being the center of attention, and you are a natural extrovert. So if you want to be more of an extrovert, you want more attention, wear red. Now, I'm being reminded, okay, let me finish this, and I'm reminded of wearing black. You can be impulsive and sharp with your words, so count to 10 before saying anything you might regret.
Exercise. Their motto is work hard.
That. Do you think that's true? What about reds? But what about black? Anybody have any thoughts on why would people wear black? Why is black your favorite color? Okay? Why would black be? And what came to me about black, which I thought was an interesting thought, is that people who wear black want to hide. They want not to be noticed. You wear black so people won't pay attention to you. So you're hiding. Well, you could be absorbing the light, but I always see people who wear black are trying.
Society. That's what I get. That's the
information I get for black. Black. Yes. Well, black is a combination of all colors. Yes. It's the combination of all colors. White is devoid of color, if I remember correctly. I always relate that to, yes. Wait a minute. It's the other way around. No. Yeah, okay. It is the other way around. I got it backwards. Okay. Because black, I'm relating to a black car being really, really hot, right? And it's because black
car will absorb all the colors.
Which is the combination of all colors, will reflect light. Black makes you look slim, and so do vertical stripes make you look thinner too versus horizontal stripes, right? We're moving right along. We were talking about colors, and let me take a call. We're having kind of fun today with this whole thing about colors and so. One more kind of thought. You can change.
I remember a lot of times if you go to
an office, there will be a lot of greens because it's a very soothing color. It's a healing color. They have a tendency to go greens and pinks in doctors' offices, if you've noticed that. Okay, let me take a call. And you guys, there's no other colors, I guess. Okay. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Fine. We're having fun with colors today, people's favorite colors and what it reflects about you and the color you wear, your dominant color you wear. So, who am I speaking to?
My name is Massey. I'm calling out of Minnesota. How you doing, sir?
The thing cuts out back and forth a lot, and I'm not sure why it does it, but it does it. It's been doing it for a couple months now. So, who am I talking
okay.
to?
My name is Mike, calling from Minnesota.
So, Mike, what's going on with you today on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening? It's not quite evening there, is it? Not yet.
It's 4 o'clock here. I don't know. Are you on the West Coast?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So what's going on, Mike?
Not much. Everything's going well. Noticed that your show deals a lot with spirituality and dealing with people's issues and problems they have.
Yeah.
And
did you have a specific question?
Yeah, I used to be what they would consider a hardcore atheist, and I basically denied anything spiritual and thought that's all just make believe, just imagination that adults were doing just to make themselves feel better. And when I was 22, back in August of 2009. I had basically had what you would call a spiritual encounter that kind of made me realize that there's a lot more to this world than just the material and energy that, the secular world deals with, right?
Awakening.
Yeah.
It's like you were being tapped on the shoulder to kind of, there's something else out there.
Right.
A lot of us have gone through that. A lot of times we ignore it. Tendency to ignore that sort of thing. So how is that reflecting your life now, or how is that affecting your life now?
Well, at the time, it really shook up how I viewed myself, first of all, and how I looked at the world. Prior to that, I was someone that was very liberal in my political views. I was always looking. I looked at myself as a decent person who just made a couple mistakes. Like, I didn't look at myself as an actual bad person. I never even considered that as an option. And so that moment, that time, I was going through some of a difficult time in my life, and I was trying to figure out what to do, trying to understand how to handle the situation. And I remembered as a kid reading the story about where Solomon asked God for wisdom. I don't know why that thought popped in my mind, but it just happened to. And when I did, I thought, you know, why not just give it a try? Let me see what happens. It couldn't hurt. Even though I was an atheist, I thought, let me just give it a shot. So when I got down to praying, I asked God to give me wisdom. A voice spoke as clear as you speaking to me. And it just simply said one word. And the word it said was wicked. And when it said wicked, it was like an arrow being shot directly at me. And I sat back on my sofa in total shock to what just happened. And it's like I saw my whole life being replayed. And I saw all the things I had done. And for the first time, I saw all the times I had lied, all the times I had cheated people, all the times I took advantage of others, I had hurt people, insulted them, made fun of people. Like everything I had done, I finally saw it all. And I realized how evil of a person I really was, you know? And sort of like an overwhelming feeling of guilt and realizing that I was somebody that actually deserved to go to hell. Like before that, I would have never said that. I would have just said, hey, I'm just human like everybody else. You know, I made a couple of mistakes, but I'm a decent person. So when that hit me for the first time in my life, I actually had a moment where I actually feared God. Like, and I just got down and I prayed and I asked God to forgive me sincerely from my heart. And I was just really begging him. And when I did that, I look up to my ceiling and my living room, and instead of seeing a ceiling, it all of a sudden looks like the sky. And there's a cloud there, and I see a man standing on the cloud looking down at me. And this person was clothed with these pure white robes that were like the most cleanest white I've ever seen. And his face, instead of seeing his face just light emanated. It was like the sun. You couldn't actually see his face. All you saw was the light that came from him. And when I looked at him, I could sense the fact that he could see everything about me. Like I could sense the fact that he could see everything I'd ever done and he could see my thoughts. So it was like almost being naked. Like everything was open to him. There was nothing I was hiding from him. And mind you, this is just after I got done, you know, seeing a replay of my life. So I knew I realized all the things I had done my whole life. And then I knew right then at that moment that this person who was standing there was Jesus. No one said it to me, no one spoke it, just my mind knew it was him. And when I would look at him, I thought he was going to punish me right then and there because I knew all the evil I had done. And instead, this love just flowed from him. And this love filled my heart that was beyond even words could even comprehend. It was so overwhelming. And I just kept saying to him, I was just like, Lord, how can you love an evil person like me? With all the things I've done and all, see everything I've done,
The word is grace. But let me. I appreciate the testimony, and I'm really glad that it moved you in a different direction and changed your life in a positive way. But I do need to move on, and I'm sure a lot of other people appreciate your testimony and how your life was shifted by this entrance of the divine in your life. So thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. But I got to move on. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Yep, thank you. Yep, bye.
You believe, well, you got to believe that what he said was truth. And you have to believe that that happened and that experience. But each person has their epiphany, their spiritual awakening in different ways. And it usually has a lot to do with how we were raised and what belief system we were family tried to raise us in some cases, where we have this epiphany related around that. So, you know, Jesus coming into his life was his way of having an epiphany, a way of awakening to that divine nature within him into love. That's the
key. I always use the expression that.
And that if we want to be godlike, we need to embrace unconditional love. Correct? That's my interpretation on that. But I was going to move into another article, and I just have a few minutes left, and somebody else had a comment. I know we were talking about a whole different subject, colors. But let me give you a thought or two on something I thought was rather interesting. And it was from beliefnet.com, and the article was on 5-minute tips that can change your life. and this is written
and
I thought these were rather interesting, but the first one I thought it was really kind of an interesting thought and things that you can do every day to kind of change your energy, change the momentum of your day. And so the first one was take a tree shower. Clinical health psychologist Maureen Lyon, PhD and associate research professor at pediatrics at George Washington University, says she recommends her patients take a tree shower. Find a tree and for 5 minutes sit under it. Notice what is going on in your body.
And I believe in that one.
Nature, but specifically a tree, has a real grounding effect on you. It's like picking up energies from the earth and just being there and leaning up against a tree. It's an amazing energy that you can pick up. It's grounding, it's inspiring, and it moves you in a total different direction. So try the tree. Try just sitting by a tree, under a tree. How about talking to the tree? I mean, that sounds strange, but it's like this tree is listening to you. Because, you know, in my own experience
with spirit, and one of the things
I got from this whole thing is that nature, trees, bushes, plants, are unconditional love. They're an expression of unconditional love on our planet from the divine, from God. So that when we surround ourselves with nature, we're surrounding ourselves with unconditional love. I thought that was a beautiful statement. Let me see. There's a couple others here. Let me check back to the room here. Okay. So let me just finish up with a couple other. I got about a couple more minutes left. I will be here tomorrow. And also, if
you're interested in more of an extended,
contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, my website, my Facebook page, and I'm more than willing to help you, because I'm really about how do you get there versus when it's going to happen. The when is important, but the really is more important is how do you get to where you want to be in life? How do you get there? I was just one more I was going to cover, but I don't know if I have time for that. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, next one, my favorite one. One thing you can do every day that's going to really feel better, make you feel better, is hugs. According to recent research, giving and receiving 4 hugs.
Okay, but you can increase your life.
That it feels good, but if you do not have a significant other to fulfill your quota, don't worry. Lyon says that dogs and cats count. So if you don't have... You can hug your neighbors, hug your friends, hug everybody. Just go out on a hug binge, right? But then, where's my dog? Oh, hug my dog and my cat too. Okay. So hugs are really important. And then it has a lot to do with, and I've been reading a lot about this idea of hugs. It has a lot to do with oxytocin.
Feel good chemical that
and hugging creates the oxytocin, which is a feel-good chemical that we create in our dogs and ourselves. But I was going to say, too, by just looking at our dogs, staring at our dogs, we get the oxytocin and they get the oxytocin. So that's why dogs like to hang out with us, because they get that energy from us. That chemical is released in their own bodies, which helps them to feel good. So spend time with your dog. Hug your dog. Stare in their eyes, whatever, you know. Okay, so
everybody who called in,
call you clients per se, but I love talking about color. I love the opportunity to talk to my friend about her mother and her friend. I didn't pick up the other family member. She said brother. I didn't pick up that energy, but I did pick up the friend and the mother. The mother hen, how cute is that? It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So thank you for listening. I will be back same time tomorrow. And have a lovely evening. Go have some fun. Love you guys. Just go out and have some fun. Love you. Bye.